It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18+. Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I really like the fact that I really like these two as a pair in early JR and Pauline Dangerously anyway.
Yeah, so is he more bothered about Luger or the Scorpion?
I think it's just like we've got to add as much shit as we can onto the fact that Steve...
Bossy Bird is toast this morning! Fucking hell!
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello and welcome back to the only wrestling podcast that exclusively rebooks, reviews and reimagines the worst, and we mean worst, of wrestling's past. We are Better Call Creative, and as ever, they are the Little Stingers to my Black Scorpion. To my left, it's Jack Chan.
Hello.
And to my right, it's Sam Chan.
Hello.
And I'm definitely the Black Scorpion in this. And I'm your host, Ben Chance, and if that doesn't give you an idea, I've told you who it is. Indeed. It's the Black Scorpion. Jack, 1990, WCW. Have you had any fun at all?
No.
Sam, have you had any fun?
A bit of fun, it's just strange.
For the right reasons?
Not intended. This is weird. You can tell the herd was doing it, don't you?
Well, I mean, we might as well talk about... Do you know why this happened in the first place? You must know the story.
I know the story, yeah.
Do you know the story?
No. So, probably heard it, but forgot it.
Ollie Anderson was writing at the time, and Jim, every time he kept giving... Obviously, they'd crown Sting as the new champion. Jim Herd didn't want Ric Flair in the main event picture, so he kept going up with, okay, well, this is the person he could fight, this is the person he could fight. So he kept going, no, no. So in the end, he just got so fed up, he just wrote versus the Black Scorpion, and he went, now I'm getting it. And he didn't know what it meant.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, shit, I'm going to do something there.
So there you have it, folks. That's what we're reviewing today.
This gimmick was because I only got fed up.
Yeah, well, he's just stayed fed up since then.
Yeah, pretty much.
Has he been inducted into the Hall of Fame?
No, they won't, because he told Mitch to go off in front of Linda when they bought Georgia. Because he was the only one of the shares that the day buy off. So Vince had all the other shares.
He could have some.
No, he
I'd have loved them board meetings. That would have been amazing.
He already had it, but the rest of the people who owned the shares with him sold them to Vince. So now he was on a minority owner, and he wanted to have him in it. And he just went, "Oh, go fuck yourself," to Vince. Nah. And then Vince went, "Well, this is my wife, Linda." And he went, "You could go fuck yourself and all."
Oh, dear.
But apparently now he does say he regrets doing it. So I wonder why.
And I don't think Vince really cares about Linda enough that much.
Maybe not.
But the Black Scorpion debuted on WCW TV on the 25th of August, 1990. Oh, my God. The UK number one. Do you want to know what it is? It's amazing.
What August?
It was, I think, school discos.
Saturday night?
No, it was Itsy Bitsy, Teeny Weeny, Yellow Polka Dot Martini by
Timmy Malley.
And
we allowed to say him? Has he been done or not?
Not yet.
They'll get him. Something's happened.
That feels cancelled.
Look at her face on that mallet.
The US went with Mariah Carey, because it was the year of Mariah Carey, obviously, and it was Vision. I can't think of what Vision is. I bet Vision. She squails in it.
Yeah. I think we had the better deal with it, to be
Die Hard 2, top the box office. Have you seen Die Hard 2? Yeah?
Probably bits of it.
Mm-hmm. He wears a string vest in it, so there you go.
I thought he wore that in every film.
Yeah, there you go. Well, that's what you want in your action hero, isn't it? You know, an Oslo string vest from Keeping Up Appearances.
Well.
Released in Japan on the Sega was Michael Jackson's Moonwalker.
Oh.
Very good game. Yeah,
1990.
Yeah.
Bloody hell, that's older than Sonic.
Yeah, older than the Black Scorpion. And the Hart Foundation were the cover stars on the WWF magazine. I think they'd probably just become...
If it's August 1990. I know them usually a bit behind, but they did win the belts back at SummerSlam.
And WCW were up to date because they recapped Sting's WCW title win. I think it was at the Bash, wasn't it?
Yeah, Great American.
So that would have been around June, July. Yeah. West Bromwich Albion. Want to have a guess?
Ross.
Drew. 1-1 with Portsmouth. There you go. And Liverpool won 3-1 at Bramall Lane against Sheffield United. Yeah, so
that was the last time we won the league before 2019.
Was it?
Yeah,
we didn't.
Oh, no, I'm gone. This is August 19. So it would have been the start of 1991. That's it.
And
that was the year your lot went down.
Yeah. Bad times.
might be repeating itself.
So, Sting had just won the WCW title from Ric Flair at the Great American Bash in July 1990. And as we say, the booker at the time was one Ole Anderson. Jim Herd looked at Ric Flair, said, 40 is way too old. I mean, how wrong can you possibly be? He wrestled this year, by the way, Jim.
Well, I would say wrestled. He was in a match.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. So who, after he'd built it up, was going to be the Black Scorpion? Well, yeah. So most of today's podcast is going to feature selected vignettes and the odd appearance of the Black Scorpion. Our first appearance is on the 25th of August 1990's WCW Saturday Night, which isn't on the network yet, is it?
Saturday Night is, but I don't think.
No, I mean like this era of Saturday Night.
It might be.
When I had a look, I'm sure that
now they've got a certain period.
Yeah,
it's weirder than
the editing that does, though. I think why put it on
one of the earlier ones? I think.
I wonder why though.
Jim Herd kept it.
I mean, Jimmer's basement.
Yeah.
Bob Coddle tells us that
Bob Coddle, what a name.
What a man. Vince ain't I really. Bob Coddle. Bob Coddle tells us that the mysterious Black Scorpion is going to talk live as Sting assigned to face him at Clash 12. He's the number one contender. Sting's just decided. Oh, fight him.
Patrick. Got his name,
eh? Black
Scorpion.
Don't go fight him.
Who else is there?
Well, that's the point, isn't it, really?
You're going to fight
fucking
rats.
Bob asks Sting how he's going to prepare for a man he knows nothing about, and Sting basically confirms he has no idea. And then...
Well,
thanks for coming.
He calls him unknown, so he says he will be going for broke, and he says he will defend the belt against anyone. So we cut to our first Black Scorpion vignette. Right, I'm going to read it word for word because we've got a lot of time to fill on this podcast.
Yeah. You got to read it.
No, we ain't got the throat.
What? You've got to do it like the claw from Inspector Gadget, because I think that's the voice.
Hey. Maybe it should have been the claw from Inspector Gadget. You never should have found been Tim Mallet's voice.
Sting! I don't think that would have worked, would it?
Oh, dear.
I know him.
She was afraid to come out of the ocean. It's Timmy Mallet. Right. Sting.
Sting. Are you listening? Of course you are. You're too much of a hero and a champion to refuse to hear this tape. Sting, I am going to destroy you. A long time has passed since you last saw me. Oh yes, you know me, or at least you did. But don't try to track me down, it won't help. Even if you saw my face in light, you wouldn't recognize me. My face doesn't look the same. Curious. I imagine you are. Of course you are. I want you to be thinking, be concerned, maybe even a little scared. Soon, I intend for you to be terrified. Think back. Who could it be that would hate you enough to want to see you a broken, defeated man? Maybe a little clue will help. How about California in 86? Think about it, Sting. Think about who I am and remember this. You'll have a chance to find out on September 5th. At the Clash, at Mountain Madness, I'll be there, waiting.
Are you listening? Of course you are. You're too much of a hero and a champion to refuse to hear this tape.
Hold on, the heroes not refused to be dead.
Heels would have just deleted
heels
it.
Heels don't listen.
Sting, I'm going to destroy you. A long time has passed since you last saw me. Oh, yes. You know me, or at least you did. But don't try and track me down. It won't help. Even if you saw my face in the light, you wouldn't recognise me. My face doesn't look the same. Curious.
It does.
I imagine you are. Of course you are. I want you to be thinking. Be concerned. Maybe even a little scared.
Oh, yeah.
Soon, I intend you for you to be terrified. Think back. Who could it be that would hate you enough to want to... to see you a broken, defeated man. Maybe a little clue. Here we go. How about California, 1986? Think about that, Sting. Think about who I am. Remember this. You'll have the chance to find out at September the 5th, Clash at Mountain Madness, which is a mouthful in and of itself.
Yeah.
I'll be waiting.
You said that bit of the promo, didn't
you? No, he didn't. Yeah. Mouthful. Are we enjoying it so far?
Well, I mean, it already makes no sense with who it is, because his face is the same, and I don't understand California 86. I mean, what's that going to do with...
So his face doesn't look the same.
Who it is.
That's the thing, his face doesn't look the same anymore.
Well, it does. But I mean, it does when he comes out in that basket out of that spaceship. I can tell him it is.
I know that tune.
I don't get California 86. Who's it got? Who's it? Who was he?
In California, they started. He started Warrior? Out in California.
Yeah, that did think Warrior was champ. Yeah, they did think that was trying to get him. Yeah. Then they thought Al Perez because I think he was.
Well, I think he
partners in Texas.
He's all with the.
Talk about Al in a minute. Yeah.
He started out in California wrestling, CWF, I think it was,
yeah.
With Sting, in 86. So
Warrior.
With Warrior. Yeah. So you would think they're trying to tease, at the very least, someone who he wrestled with
in 86. Can you imagine if it was Warrior? Because can you imagine?
And he said to Vince, "You know, I really appreciate that you're giving me this big push, and the
I've got the title.
But have you seen that smoky arena down there?
I mean, Jesus Christ!
So yeah, the thought and the links really at this point are pointing towards someone to do with the CWF." And mainly, I assume, they're just sort of hoping fans will get excited that the Warrior's going to come in. I can't imagine. I mean, even Meltzer at the time would have been just, he ain't coming in, is he, really?
He's got the belt. He's got the belt. I mean, I can understand if he wore champ. Then you could think, maybe, you know, we could entice him, give him a belt run. He's the WWF champ.
I can understand if they poached Hercules, but not Warrior.
Well... Who left Fed around this time? Rick Rude left, but he didn't debut for a year, did he?
Not till the end of
91.
Halloween Havoc 90.
Oh, was it Halloween Havoc?
Yeah, because it was meant to be at Survivor Series, or it could have been 91. Because I know he should have been at Survivor Series and left.
I think it was 91 because surely they would have just made Rick Rude and just ignored all the clues.
Well, they do anyway, but it's even worse.
Right? Well, the clues. Yeah, well, God. So that's clue one.
That's clue one.
Here we go then. Before the clash, we get another promo. Here we go. Sting, how's your week been?
I like that start. How's your week been? It's been all right.
Bit of shopping.
Sting, how has your week been?
Figured out who I am yet? Obviously not. No, I didn't really think you would. I could tell you. But why? I want you to be scared. I want you to wonder. Oh, I love this line. I want you to look behind you. Check in the closet. Behind the bed.
Behind the bed?
Behind the bed? Behind the bed.
How can you open it? Behind your bed?
His bed's in the middle of the room.
Sting, on the 5th at Clash of the Champions, Mountain Madness, we may both find what we're looking for. I'll tell you what, if you beat...
Is it Bono?
Remember this, if you beat me, I'll tell you my name. If I beat you, it won't matter, because...
What are you fighting then?
Because you'll be in no shape to care. Enough for now, Sting. Think about it one more week. September 5th, Mountain Madness. I'll be waiting for you. Good luck, Sting. Excited for the match now?
If I beat you, it won't matter.
That's the problem, I think, is that he's not explained, other than he obviously wants the utter destruction of Sting. He's not really explained the stakes of the match, other than to say, if I lose, I'll tell you who I am, immediately rendering this whole mystery pointless. Yeah.
And if you beat me,
it won't matter anyway. So this match doesn't matter. And you know what happens? He beats him. It doesn't matter anyway. Anyway, then. So we
this
go
is
forward.
WCW.
It's Fall Brawl 1990, Clash of the Champions at the Mountain of Madness. That's like a collection of fucking everything in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's a clash, but they call it the Fall Brawl. This is before Fall Brawl and the pay-per-view, and it's at the Mountain Madness.
Mountain Madness.
Earlier in the show, Tony Schiavone sends us to a pre-recorded message from the Black Scorpion. Are you ready again? He says, "We've both waited, and now is the time is at hand. Sting, if you can beat me, I'll tell you and the whole world who I am." Sting looks pensive in the back. He hopes he will do... he will beat him, and it's make or break for the Stinger, and he's just going to go out there and do just that, is what he says.
Thanks.
In true Sting style.
Thank you, Sting.
Yeah. I'm sure, looked at this and thought, this is the best you can do for me.
You're not building me up in my first run.
Yeah.
By having me feud with this.
That's probably why they say his first run, he don't get much money. It's because look at this 4 months of this shit.
He loses not long after. I think he loses the belt in like March or something like that.
That was the way they.
Weeks later.
Well, I'll say it later.
We see the back of the Black Scorpion, who has blue. Well, what looked to me on the TV like a blue robe, but as you get closer, it does seem to be.
Did it have Terry on the back?
We get boos from the WCW crowd. JR says he doesn't have a limp.
Presumably, he doesn't have a limp. He doesn't have any. Obviously, when he disrobes, perhaps we'll know more.
Okay. What? Was he meant to?
That's what JR said.
Doesn't have a limp.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Call me Quasimodo. Sting gets a. I mean, he does get a really cool pop and. An entrance.
He was the big.
Let's talk.
I don't like his big face.
Yeah, let's talk about his face on a sponge.
On a sponge?
It looked like a sponge. Looked like a. You know,
the one that come down for the entrance?
Yeah. So, I mean, you might not have done it, but when you was a kid, you used to cut out a little bit in a potato. You cut a potato in half.
Yeah.
You'd cut out like a silhouette and you'd dump the tater in some paint. Yeah. And then you'd put it on there. And it looks like someone's done a big giant potato painting of Sting on a big giant sponge.
Oh, okay. I've got you. Okay.
But maybe just me.
I don't get that.
Yeah.
Because he'd have to lower his face down to then go back up.
Yeah, that's basically it. This is Sting. He is very, very old, though. There's no doubt in his
own. He's got a good look.
He's already disrobed on his way out to the ring as well. He looks over at the Scorpion. Sting wants to know who he is. There's barely any movement from the Scorpion as we get to see Sting's face on the sponge. In the crowd, we see some adult Stingers with signs and one saying, Black Scorpion will torture Batter Sting. What a heel. What a heel.
Torture Batter. Is he one of the zombies?
Well, if you know, will torture Batter Sting is WTBS, which is the station that it was on. It seems like it's a plant, but it's a heel sign. So why have they done that?
Who come up with this? Holy, what have you been doing?
Well, I can't imagine many fans were fans of the station. Like, we are big BBC fans.
I don't think many people have, doesn't there?
Exactly. So couldn't you then have played into the fact that it was someone at the network?
Who's Jim Hurd? Is he the Scorpion?
Dude. The woman in the crowd goes with Sting is number one. A very tanned looking man jumps Sting. Big corner punches and shoulder charges. Sting is staggered. Sting kicks the gut and hits his chops. I mean, WWE would not have that crowd lit this much. I'm telling you that.
Although I did like the look of the arena, the way they did it.
It's nice the way they've set it up, but it's
empty.
Very scared.
It is very scared. To be honest, you say WWE will not light this crowd this way. WWE will not book this way.
No, well, God, no.
Can you imagine Hogan having somebody going after him like this?
A big
big bootleg done. Yeah.
Yellow and red gorilla comes out, gets just thrown. This match first match, that's it. It was Earthquake. Scorpion chokes Sting with his boot. Sting dumps him onto the railings to slow the assault, but Scorpion recovers. JR and Coddle keep the storytelling going. I did think they did a good job. Like making you feel that this
cover this up. Makes sense
because it's like at this point you're like,
yeah, this, yeah. is this like it feels like it's after this it'll be done.
Yeah,
that's what it feels like. It should be.
It's been a very big, a very punch affair. Sting slams and goes for the mask, but Scorpion rakes the eyes to stop him. On the elevated ramp, Scorpion slams Stinger. Now, the crowd just full-on screams. Like, there's loads of women just like...
There is a lot of...
He's been slammed!
For many sakes, slam as well.
Yeah.
There's a lot of...
He literally looses him around his knees, didn't he?
Just sort of...
place you on the ramp. Yeah, it's not been great so far. Sting recovers and again goes for the mask. JR reminds us of the California Lynx as Sting does his Tarzan yell. Scorpion is press slammed by Sting, who goes up top. There's a big crossbody, which actually won him the title. I think he won the title with a crossbody. So they must have been sort of experimenting with him. He certainly wins with a crossbody in our main event of the podcast as well. Snapmare and a big knee by Scorpion gets a two. JR puts over the longevity of the NWA title, basically saying no other title has been going since the 1400s.
1903.
Henry VIII.
That's the only thing we've got. We're really old.
Yeah,
yeah, but not long after that split from the NWA.
I know why. Big clothesline by Sting and a Stinger splash. Covers for a three. Sting unmasks the Scorpion. He's got another mask.
It's Kato.
And
Paul Diamond.
Another masked man stands with his arms crossed on the aisleway. Bob Coddley's absolutely beside himself.
We can't what? Yeah, there's two of them, right? And he looks a lot fatter.
Sting is stunned, but doesn't, for some reason, just doesn't go after him.
Yeah, after him, he's stunned.
Too tired. Sting finally goes to get him, but he just walks away.
Brilliant. I'm off.
JR catches up with the Stinger in the ring. JR tells us that the man he beat obviously wasn't the Black Scorpion. Sting is downbeat that he's not accomplished it. He's frustrated.
It wouldn't matter anyway. Do you listen to him? You're obviously too much of a hero not to listen to it.
Exactly. We hear boos as Sid has walked out. Sid shouts and points, which is Sid's career, really. He tells Sting he should be worried about the problems he has with him. Sid wants the title. Sting tells Sid he's got enough on his mind. Go talk to the committee. He brushes Sid off, so Sid attacks Sting and cracks him with the belt. Sid tells us he's going to be the next WCW champion because Sid rules the world. And literally, Sting's dying on the ramp, and JR's going, "See you next week, folks. Ta-da!"
Bye.
Oh no, sorry.
The family fortune.
I mean, at the end of this podcast, I'm going to ask you the question of match of the night, Jack.
It was bad. It was really bad. I think it was about four moves. None of them was very good either. So it didn't flow well. Al Perez, I believe,
was under the mask. Yeah, he was.
Not
yeah.
all both masks as well, the red and the black.
No, he was only under the black.
He's absolutely shit.
Oh, he's awful.
So I'm glad he ran off after this.
He's absolutely awful.
I'm glad he refused to come back because
it might harm his career.
Yeah, well, fuck me. It's really, really crap. And I think them lucky that Sting was so over, because if they had anybody else in this position, it would have killed.
Can you imagine if this was Luger?
Jesus. Well, I mean, you know, it works with Sting because people just love him. But if it was Sting and it was Luger or whoever else is a babyface at this point, it would have really killed him.
Yeah,
I don't really think this should have been the title feud either.
Well, I think that you know, we'll pick apart. The booking's already shit, but it does kill the gimmick anyway. Exposing the Black Scorpion so early, and I know obviously they sort of got around that by going, well, it ain't him. In which case, then it renders any other match pointless because you're always going to be thinking, well, is he the one? Yeah, so. You've killed
him. Cuff on his boots. That's how you do the right
thing. Surely you would have been better off, you know, keeping Sting in the Sid feud early and keep the Black Scorpion off his game.
Why does he need to wrestle? Corey just do his nonsense.
And he just said anyway, speak to the committee, to Sid. Yet, did the committee decide the Black Scorpion? Yeah.
They went, well, he's obviously the one to contend.
WCW at this point was a bit dull.
Had to have loads more going for them when you do these mask v mask matches, or you know, with masked wrestlers at the time. It's gotta be about going for the mask all the time. And basically, Sting gave this mook too many bloody offenses, didn't he? I mean, I know you've got to build him because, like I've just said, he's not a credible threat. But either he should have beat the living piss out of Sting and it been a non-title or a DQ.
Or if you want to have other Scorpions, have them all just come out and beat him up and go.
Or, like you said, just end it now. Just it's already dead.
This was DOA, I think, this.
Jack, does that have anything to add on that?
This, I mean, why is the magician from the Magic Secrets pointing stink? That's all I kept thinking. Is he going to
should have stopped that after the match. After the match, he should have exposed the secret.
Yeah.
When I gently dropped him on this thing.
That's basically you in here, don't you?
Really? Jesus Christ. So this black scorpion, as Jack correctly said, was Al Perez, a lower card wrestler at best, of Mexican-American descent. He was American, but I think he was of Mexican descent as well.
He was the world champion, world class.
He was apparently a fairly steady, if not forgettable, wrestler. However, he turned down playing the black scorpion long term, thinking it would hurt his career. I assume you're right in saying that he was around California.
Yeah, and I think it, because one of them later, I think in Mid-South, either he was Sting's partner or something, because obviously the next clue.
Spoiler.
Obviously they wanted him to do it when they figured out, okay, we got to figure out who it is, let's have him, but he didn't want to do the job.
I can't imagine.
But he did the job.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he was on about, he was good on about play or something. I don't know, I've listened to it and I thought, I don't understand why people back then don't want to lose to Al Perez.
Being funny, but if you played it out based on that and it was Al Perez, it would have still been something we was reviewing.
I mean, how many people knew of Al Perez in 1990?
Well, he had some name recognition in the fact that people would have known him as like a Virgil level character.
He was a territory star. That's it, really. He wasn't like.
Well, as soon as he refused, they released him, which made me laugh. And and on the house show, Luke, the good thing about the Black Scorpion is that they just had loads of people playing. Anybody. But if you look at the photos, there's some like fat blokes. There's I think the one of the assassins playing him. So literally all shapes and sizes James of scorpions.
That was junkyard dog.
But yeah, all the matches ended with Sting winning but failing to unmask, basically. On TV, Sting versus Sid was set for Halloween Havoc as our main event, but the feud with the Black Scorpion was also woven in. On the next Worldwide, Sting was interviewed by JR. We get a sort of generic recap of the clash, and we head to our next promo.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Sting! I'm making a little present for you.
Oh, this promo come up twice on this video.
It did, yeah. It was repeated, though. That's why it was actually the next episode of WCW. They've just repeated this.
Oh, I thought it was
because I've got the next few weeks as recaps of old promos.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, Sting, basically, we should set the scene. A shady man in a very unlit room, and now he's got... some sort of spork or something.
He's hammering something.
He's hammering something, yeah. Sting, I'm making a little present for you. Everyone else wants to take from you. I want to give. In a while, I may even show you what it is. But first, I want to give you another little clue. Los Angeles, 86. You know what that means? Oh. California. 86. You've already said the same thing. Sorry. Yeah, that's right. On the beach.
On the beach.
Yeah, yeah. Bloody hell.
Brother.
Think about it. I hope, as I intend,
that you're slowly losing your mind.
I think of the fans, haven't
we? We all have. One thing you must remember, whilst everyone, including the horsemen, are chasing you, and whilst Sid wants your belt, here we go, I want your life. Jesus Christ, you had to kill him.
So, why did you wrestle him?
So, hang on.
So, in that same promo, everyone wants to take from you, I want to give. Yet at the end, he wants to take his life.
Don't try and make sense out of these promos.
What did he break?
I think it must have been that he was making the magician chain boxing.
I'm now a magician.
It's Paul Daniels. Look at the silhouette of a bunny. Look at this.
Whoa.
Let me give him that. Yeah. He should have said, Sting, is your card the seven of clubs?
You'll like it. Not a lot, but you'll like it.
You're feuding with a magician.
Oh, dear.
Is it Ben or Teller?
Thoughts? Are we getting closer? Are we working out the clues now? Now we know it's on the beach.
Absolutely shit. Awful. What the hell is
this? I don't understand any of this.
Yeah. How can you start a who is it storyline with not knowing who it's going to be,
but giving clues that are very specific?
Why didn't you just go, I have legs.
You'll remember me. You could have just done that.
LA on the beach. Yeah. Maybe they was trying to give the self clues to think, who can we make this?
Try to work it out themselves. You know you're riding this. So the next few weeks we've got recaps of old promos as Sting and Sid built their match in the background. The week just before, I put here after chopping because I think he was chopping. Sting, I see you're losing control. Where's your confidence? You always seem to know what's happening. You've always been the master of your own destiny. But at the clash, I saw your face. It wasn't one of control. Everyone could see that you're losing confidence. Maybe you're losing your mind. Must be the pressure with the belt, the horseman. Sid, after you. I see you're going
Sid
to face...
Sid is a horseman?
I know. That's true. He keeps separating Sid and the horseman. I see you're going to face...
Good point. There we go. We solved it.
I see that you're going to face Sid at Halloween Havoc. But don't forget, before you face Sid, you'll face me again. You beat me, I'll tell you who I am. Oh. But remember, Sid wants your belt. I won't be satisfied until I get your life.
Jesus Christ.
Later in that show, Sting was interviewed by JR and the Scorpion would appear in the crowd. Sting would go to chase him, but he just sort of wandered off.
Go catch me.
I mean, I'm going to still ask you thoughts on that.
This is getting ridiculous.
Why would Sting care? I've already beaten you.
Yeah.
You're building whatever you're building. I ain't bothered.
Yeah.
I've invited Sid, mate. Yeah. I'm there.
Why ain't Sid bothered? Why is Sid going, hang on a minute. Why is he pissing about it?
I'll tell you what I like, though, is that by the time we next see him, he's added all sort of junking and jiving into his promo. He's doing all the... He's moving about a lot more and stuff. So the next one is very animated. I don't know why. I know, Sting, it must be difficult to visualise an opponent you know nothing about. I've given you clues.
I've seen you many times.
I've given you clues and you still can't figure out who the Black Scorpion is. You've already seen what I'm capable of. No, we haven't.
What's that in the movie?
Standing
have you not been El Perez in a mask?
Remember, when we meet in the ring, I will be going for your life. You're really drumming that point home, mate.
Where's my present?
I'm coming. Later in the ring, Sid... Oh, this is the best bit. This is where we get a real, real little gem of something added to his character. Later in the ring, Sid comes out to confront Sting. Behind Sting walks the Black Scorpion.
Oh, horribly.
JR goes, it's the Black Scorpion! And Sting turns around And he does the cobra step.
Because he does that. He gets in and he goes, and then Pillman comes. He pushes him and he goes,
beats the living piss out of Pillman. Oh, dear.
But then he just walks off.
Like, so he just has to go,
Scorpion decks him, does the silly pose again, and then sort of just dives out the ring as Pillman and Sting just let him leave.
Well, he's dead.
So now we know he's also a karate man. So
what?
It must be Brutus.
Karate magician.
It must be, you know, sumo karate Brutus.
It's the Interceptor.
Oh dear. So, oh God, we do increase the nonsense now because Gordon Soley's appeared.
Oh, Tenshi.
It tells us he's conducted the most bizarre interview of his career with the Black Scorpion.
Probably a far off there.
I didn't even do this one line for line because I think I must have got fed up. He enters the Black Scorpion's lair and he's blindfolded. Basically, the Scorpion tells Soley that he's blindfolded him to keep his identity hidden.
He's wearing a mask. Why do you need the blindfold?
Yeah, but you've seen his nose at the end.
To be fair, when he comes out of the spaceship, I know it's him.
But at this point, we've established there's more than one Black Scorpion. Yeah, exactly. Why couldn't he have one of his minions?
He had his cock out for the
time. No, he had his robe. Cock out of the balloon.
That's what he wanted to give Sting, was it?
That's what he's building.
You want to see my tail? No! It's tail. Put it away.
He has got a tail, I'm sure of it. Oh, dear. So, yeah, he wants to keep his identity hidden. Soley asks his reasoning. I mean, he's just told you, Soley.
Gordon Soley, I think, is fed up with it.
It wouldn't work if I tell you all.
Scorpion says he doesn't have to tell anyone, and then he tells us he wants Sting to be driven mad. To look back at his life, remember Sting and Scorpion. Sting and he knew each other. Soley brings up California. Scorpion tells him to ask Sting about Tulsa. Tulsa is in Oklahoma, which was
Bill Watts' territory.
So now you're at Mid-South Wrestling, which is where the Blade Runners went after California.
Yeah.
Basically say
it's Warrior.
Yeah.
But it's
Well, it's solely you'd know it wasn't Warrior. Because he would
have been just turned on the internet
and it was him.
Load the spaceship with the rocket.
Well, he did get down.
Maybe he was the Black Skull.
Oh, dear. So Scorpion tells Soley the interview is over. He's lucky, but while Sting is...
You're lucky you didn't see me, Andre.
And then again, he adds, whilst Sid is after Sting's belt, he's now no longer after his life, he's after his soul, apparently.
Oh, bloody hell.
That works.
Yeah. So, Halloween Havoc 1990, here we are.
Here we go.
The Phantom of the Opera, Tony Schiavone, interviews Sting. He's very pumped.
It should have been him or JR in the blindfold. I think that has helped it a bit more as opposed to Gordon Soley.
Pissed out his face, Gordon Soley.
He just added up with it.
He's very pumped up. He says that he's got a lot on his mind. He says he doesn't want his butt to overload his you-know-what. His mouth overload. Yeah, I'm excited!
He doesn't want his butt to overload.
No, he should be saying he doesn't want his mouth to overload his arse, I think, or his
you know what.
Yeah, basically.
But his butt to overload his you know what.
Yeah. His mouth to overload. But if he said it right, mouth to overload his butt, what does that
basically
mean?
Basically, it means writing the check that your arse.
I thought he meant he don't want to eat too much and not be able to catch his tooth.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't get constipated.
Yeah, I mean, that makes no sense, does it really?
Sting.
Poor Sting. I'm excited.
Can you imagine if this was Crow Sting?
The audio's really crap as well. The levels are all off.
In fairness to Sting,
he does do a good job of putting over Sid's size and how bad he is. He says he's psyched up. Then we hear a bell.
Yeah, we hear a bell, and Scorpion is heard behind them. Oh God, I forgot about this. Behind them on the stage is the Black Scorpion, and we hear him talk. He grabs a stage end. He takes He takes it to a scaffold bit. Sting wrestles back officials for a while as he puts her on this sort of like cage. Well, with her, doesn't he? Stands with her on the cage. And the curtain is raised so Sting now can run over, but he can't. He has to wait a little bit.
Hold on.
And then he runs over, and as the curtain drops, Black Scorpion and the stagehand have disappeared.
Is this when Paul Heyman, like, screams?
Oh, no, that's the second one.
He takes it to... it, so it appears that they've disappeared. Sparks then fly, pyro, and then they appear back on the raised platform that Sting was at before. The stagehand breaks loose and jumps into Sting's arms.
Well, they don't appear, they come running.
Because
I think they went to the wrong camera. So you just see him running around.
And Black Scorpion fucks off.
Not going backstage. Why don't Sting just go, what the fuck was that? Come on.
Oh, God. And then poor Paul Heyman. He has to try and sort of do his bottom lift. He's all quivering and going,
I can't believe
it. It's like, fuck, you're not a fucking 5-year-old.
How's he going to defend the title now? The woman disappeared.
Fucking awful.
Why is he a magician? I don't understand why he's a magician.
He's never told him that as a clue. That would have been a big clue, that
one. Remember. Stars in your eyes.
Oh, dear.
What was the present? Where is the present?
I think it was the scaffold, and that, I think that was the present.
I've created a portal. I've created a portal the other side of the ramp.
I mean, I would have it go a bit further than just up to the raised stage. But it's up to you, Black Star.
You're going back. I'll get you, Gadget.
So it's main event time then. Sid walks out looking like an absolute fucking madman. He's fucking beautiful in his.
He is built.
And
there
fucking...
was one thing, though, that I didn't really like aesthetically about this.
The ring.
No, I like the red ring. I don't like his red knee pads. He just didn't look right.
You like the ring?
Yeah, I like the red ring
with the blue apron and the orange.
It was different.
Absolutely. It's like a big pile of sick.
Yeah, it's a bit ugly looking. I think they didn't try, though. I do think they didn't try.
Really, he didn't change the apron, though.
Blue.
Blue.
He's from anywhere he Darrell pleases, which I don't like.
He's from somewhere.
West Memphis.
He does.
So I mean, from anywhere.
Yeah. He does get a surprising pop as well.
Everyone loves Sid.
We always say that.
Let's push Sid's heel. We like Sid.
We all love him. He's just a quintessential pro wrestler.
He's so good. And he just shouts and points all the time.
He's Lurch with pop noodle on his head.
I love him. Man calls Sting plays, and Sting gets a big, big pop. Nick Patrick shows the title to the camera as Paulie puts over the effect of the Black Scorpion might have had on Sting.
Stop thinking about that woman who disappeared.
who then reappeared and wandered off.
Sid plays to the crowd and we get a nice face-off. Sid jumps Sting as he calls out to the crowd. Sting is caught in a backbreaker but a no-sell, and Sting immediately tries for the Scorpion death lock. Sid has to regroup and we spill outside and Sid is sent into the steel ring posts. Sting now starts working the arm. We get a see a cute little stinger in the crowd, which Paulie doesn't like. Great work by JR and Paulie on the comms, putting over Sting and the threats to him. There's a kick pop and a clothesline by Sid, which he's always going to get him a pop, but he don't give a shit, does he? Fuck him. He gets control now, laying in overhead punches. I love his punches. On a sunset flip and a clothesline after kicking out at two. The nerve lock into a big scoop slam for a two. I really like the work that's being done to put over Luger's loss as a factor in this match. Like he says, it should have no relevance at all, but the fact that I'm going on about Luger's loss of the US title and him being friends of Sting and stuff. I really like the fact that they... I really like these two as a pairing, early JR and Pauline Dangerously, anyway.
Yeah, so is he more bothered about Luger or the Scorpion?
I think it's just like, we've got to add as much shit as we can onto the fact that Steve...
Rossi burnt his toast this morning! Fucking hell! He's going to be so upset! I want you bad, I mess with your toaster!
That's the fucking stuff. Oh, dear. Brilliant. Oh, dear.
Well, it would put you off. It
would probably put you off more than the Black Scorpion. Oh, dear. Black Scorpion. Sting misses a stinger splash and he gets a few Sheamus star chest clubs on the apron. Sid gets all cocky and eats a crossbody. Only laying down for a one, though, and Sid's straight back on top. Nice clothesline on the apron. Gets a two. Both men miss elbows and Sting rallies to hit his face plant. He runs into a big boot, though, and they spill out silent up the aisle. They brawl up the aisle as Paul E questions the logic in this, as Sting rallies and runs. I mean, that's...
He loved his
run. Yeah, it is quite an impressive spot for the 90s, though, the fact that you've got that raised ramp and he belts it down and dives over.
He always only like grazes.
Yeah, he's never impressive.
Always far away.
He always gets the pop. Big drop kick and then a springboard crossbody. The horsemen are out. Sid and Sting just bugger off as Flair and Anderson have a chat with a ref. Then Sting and Sid head back to the ring. Sting picks up Sid but can't slam him, so he falls backwards. Sid covers him and wins the belt. The crowd are confused as fireworks play. Then Sting is back out with a little bit of rope around his wrist.
What's the rope going to do with it?
Well, yeah. The big stinger splash, a schoolboy, and Sting retains because the ref sort of says, oh, well, that's the real
Sting.
And balloons fall. And yeah, that's it. Sid is unhappy as JR tells us that wasn't Sting. We get a replay of Sting and the fake Sting. Have a face off, which they didn't initially catch, which was annoying. So they have to replay it. Paulie is furious, and JR wraps up the event. And Christ almighty.
I have just realised something. Who was the ref in this?
Nick Patrick.
Do you remember the face he pulled for the two stings in War Games? Yeah. Maybe it was PTSD from this.
Yeah, yeah. I remember him trying to screw Sting at 1997 Starcade as well.
Yeah, Nick. Leave Sting alone. I know, that was Barry Windham wore it.
It was Barry Windham, and in fairness to them, in real time,
it looked
enough like him for you to think it was genuinely him.
They shouldn't have shown the face off even on the replay because that kind of ruined it.
Well, maybe not, but I can get behind that trying to explain.
Of course, only if the win counts.
Yeah, yeah.
When Sting comes back out, then you've
got to kind of show him that it is.
Yeah,
but they should have done a bit. They should have done a. The problem
maybe
is
not until very later when everybody's gone and then
everybody's gone.
Well, when the horse with that goose celebrating with the belt.
Well, it would have. I think it would have worked more.
Everybody would have gone.
It would have worked. The traffic. It would have worked more in the Titantron era, wouldn't it? Where you could show him tied up in the back. They had to try and get over, like Jack said. They had to try and get over that for that 20 seconds that Sid and Sting went into the back, that Sid somehow tied him up and put a thing round his wrist, ran back to the ring with Barry Windham, and then obviously lost the match to him. I mean, if you'd have like had him beat Sid celebrating with the horseman, then it comes upon the Tron, then he comes back. It's a reasonable try, but it's an absolute dogshit execution, which I think you could probably say about a lot of WCW, but not quite the Black Scorpion. Jack?
The match is okay.
Yeah,
I did check out about halfway.
Yeah.
I thought, oh, I'm a bit bored. Can you do something? And then they pull it back a little bit with his running jump over the rope and graze your leg.
Yeah.
The finish is awful, I think. I don't... The rope thing, I understand that they're trying to say they tied him up in half a second. But surely he should have went back into the back with the rope
around his arm so he could go, well, it actually ain't the real Sting because he went in with rope and they was coming out without it or something. But I don't know. It's a bit wanky. If I'm going to do it, I think Sid should have just won the belt.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
And then Sting, you got to return at the clash of Sting. It wore me. It was actually Barry Windham. So Sid's going to fight Sting for the vacant title.
Yeah.
It seems like that sort of thing, not... We're going to do this, and then within 20 seconds, we're just going to renege all of it, and Sting randomly just beats him with a Sting splash.
Well, my issue really is that he doesn't necessarily keep Sid strong in the way that... If you're trying to protect him and give him a sort of out with the loss, I don't necessarily think it keeps him strong, because he does then just lose to Stinger splash and all that. And it doesn't necessarily keep Sting's run strong, because he is at the win in this sort of cartoon stupid manner and not won cleanly. I thought the match was okay. I did check out a little bit, like you say, in the middle, but I think this kind of wrestling nowadays, watching it with 2022 eyes, there's always going to be a bit of a work the hole. It can,
well, I think
can
it was
drag
just
a little
the
bit.
They did everything that they couldn't do at the time.
Yeah, I agree with
so
that.
So they just sort of rehashed things.
But I do think they had the biggest problem, I think, is the fact that these two are the most over. Yeah. This is the most over heel and the most over babyface. And they'd put themselves into a corner where they didn't have enough invested in the storyline. So it was just like they had to create some sort of cartoon ending.
Yeah.
And obviously you've got that Mickey Mouse stuff going on with Lex Luger. Sam?
Yeah, it's pretty much the same, really. I did like the finish, but the execution wasn't the best. And as I said, similar to Jack, it should have just been that it. And then you could have the they always say the referee's decision's final.
Yeah.
Well, surely you could then just book another match late after the same thing and have Sting win it back.
Yeah, exactly. So ironically, that maybe it would have worked better if this was just the feud and you didn't have that crap going on with the Black Scorpion. Yeah. He loses, then he shows and you can get a 3-month build out of this.
Because
like,
he lost
I mean?
It to Flair. Flair wanted it back, but he couldn't go for it or whatever. So
There's so much more you could have done with this story, but they kind of just went, right, that's all now finished. Yeah. Let's get back to the cartoon shit.
Yeah.
So
the magic.
So now we have crappy magic tricks. So we do miss out on a few promos that weren't readily available. Basically, Black Scorpion agrees to meet Sting under three conditions. Are you ready for the three conditions?
I actually wrote these down.
Yeah.
Sugar Spice and everything.
One. It's on national TV in front of the largest viewing audience possible, which is not massive for WCW. Two, I love this. I want to be interviewed in a cage to stop people being involved. That's what he said. So he wanted to be interviewed inside a cage. Never happened, by the way.
Yeah, I was going to say he didn't.
And three.
I thought he meant he wanted the cage back.
Three.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like a child.
This one is. Yeah.
Three. I want to show you some magic.
I want to show you my magic.
Oh, and after this, Sting gets attacked by fans, referees, and other wrestlers who are being cursed by Black Scorpion.
Yeah, I remember that bit.
Yeah.
So not only is he a magician, but he can control minds now as well. What the crap is this?
Papa Sam, yeah.
It's amazing. Clash 13, then. This is Clash of the Champions 13. We have actually watched a match on this. This was the Sid.
Sid Nightstalker. When I saw the thing.
I can't look through it all. It's awful.
How can this not be the worst thing on this show? So before Sting's appearance, we get a recap from JR of Sting's issues with the Black Scorpion. Paulie Dangerously is hosting the Danger Zone with Sting. Sting
heads out. How come the day I had that song playing while he was doing it?
I know, he heads out and his box thing drops. Sting is in double denim as well, which is amazing. As Paulie says that he's got a chance to see the Black Scorpion tonight, he tells Paulie to shut up as the Black Scorpion's music plays, and Paulie's confused for about 30 seconds. Like, what the fuck's this? Screwing up. We knew he was coming. Paul, what's the matter with you? Oh, God. Jesus. So on the ramp, Black Scorpion tells Sting to watch as he pulls Ned Flanders from the crowd and kneels him down in front of him. He hypnotises Ned Flanders initially, which sort of stops him dead. Sting's like ready to go and attack him, and Paulie's like, "No, you probably should watch his magic show. God's sake,
let him do his magic."
So he puts a box on this bloke's head and turns it 360 degrees.
Ooh.
Which gets no pop. He takes it off.
And you're going magic.
He then picks him up in a fucking military press slap, fucking over his head, marches him to the cage as Sting wants to get him. He then turns Ned Flanders into a leopard of some kind.
Paul Heyman starts screaming.
Paul Heyman's screaming at this point. That's too much for Sting. Scorpion goads him. He gets onto his created metal scaffold teleporter. The curtain comes up. The curtain drops down. He's disappeared. He tells Scorpion ends by telling Sting he'll see him at Starrcade. And poor Paulie has to sell it as the most amazing, scary thing he has ever seen in his entire life. I mean, I've used the word turd in my recap. Yep. Used the word turd in my recap of that.
Watch.
It is a bit shit, ain't it?
It's...
Hey, go on, turd.
I've never known a world title main event. Yeah. I know maybe... I know maybe we all, as fans, decided Starrcade was the main show, and maybe they never really treated it like Mania.
No, I think Bischoff said it was Halloween over there.
But whatever way you look at it, it's a major show, and you've built it like this.
Yeah.
Well, that's the biggest issue. I mean, it's crap anyway, but to have it as your world title feud, I'm feuding with you because I've made a man turn into a leopard.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say about that. That's what he does. So
yeah, the evil one.
This is crazy.
He has a very smoky left.
But I think at one point, Ollie Anderson was going to be the Black Scorpion himself.
He could have,
but he actually broke his arm, so he couldn't do it.
And there was some promos which were cut out where it wasn't that voice again. It was a different voice, and actually one of them was definitely Flair, because you can just hear in his inflections.
Sting! Woo! Sting!
I mean, it's awful. It's so bizarre that this happened on a wrestling show. Well, it's just so bizarre.
It is bizarre, but I've got to guarantee Vince would have looked at this and gone, "We could do this so much better."
I want to tell you as well that the highest paid talent on Clash of the Champions 13 was Franz Harari, who was the magician paid. To do that. He's paid like 40,000.
Is he the best magician?
I don't know, but legitimately, he was the highest paid talent on that show. 40,000.
Well, if it goes wrong, you've got a problem.
Well,
if he tries to make,
I think it would have been better if he was a terrible magician. Then Sting go, "I remember you. Oh, I was doing that with your thumb and stuff." Fuck's sake.
Comes down and he's just scurrying off.
Or the cage comes down, the cage was open, the leopard got loose.
Yeah. And you're like, "Okay, I thought Tommy Cooper was dead." yes.
Should have had a fizz.
Yeah, would have been.
Stink.
Oh dear. Oh god. Sting's wins would continue. It would have been brilliant. Sting's wins would continue, and he would continue to get attacked by fans. Weirdly, as I say, the voices would change in the build. At one point, and by the way, this is the best. Ole Anderson swears around this point he no longer got involved because it was a dying thing. He was no longer booking it.
At this point.
You know who he blames who was booking it at the time?
Flair.
Dusty Rhodes.
Were he in the fit?
Yes. He didn't leave until January 91. So... Talking absolute crap.
Did anybody ever tell him? You know he was still in the Fed.
But he don't mind taking credit for everything before.
Everything before.
That was the biggest problem was the spaceship. So one more promo would play just before Sting versus Black Scorpion met at Starrcade. Sting, we're just hours away from Starrcade. Here is a clue to my identity. Since you have started as a professional wrestler, you and I have been tag team partners. One would assume, again,
Warrior
is still Warrior.
Warrior, speak to me!
Oh, by the way, as well, this match at Starrcade is a steel cage match, and Dick the Bruiser
Dick
is the ref.
Dick the Bruiser, Sailor Man. Oh, Popeye and Pluto mesh together.
Yes. Well, my very first note is fucking Popeye the Sailor, Dick the Bruiser ends out to a decent pop.
Why do we need it?
And I wrote it, I swear to God, I mean, obviously, we probably all felt it, but I wrote it about 10 seconds before Paulie dangerously calls him Popeye. He does look like Popeye.
He looks like thingy from Supersonic Races to me. Walter.
He died in the most manly way possible, lifting weights and blowing a blood vessel. That's like...
Yeah, he blew a blood vessel in his brain.
He
was going to blow one when he was trying to get up.
He is the worst fucking referee.
Why they had a bloke who can't move?
I mean... At one point, I thought, how can anyone get the LVP on this podcast that isn't the Black Scorpion? And then Dick the Bruiser appeared and went, fucking here we go.
Hold Where's on. My sailor to...
You thought it was over.
It's only just begun. They think it's all over.
I did like Paulie whistling the Popeye the Sailor Man tune.
Shouldn't have been the Captain Pumper.
So it's title versus mask. We promised he will unmask.
We saw this back in August.
A Black Scorpion heads out, and then another, and then two more.
It's the Dark Order.
It is a very creepy sort of Michael Myers kind of theme that's playing. Yeah. Like, ooh, what the fuck's going on?
But that was the thing. Was it? Ooh.
The surround the ring. WCW burn away some more money as a spaceship drops from the sky. Sort of closes as the lights shoot and all this.
E.T.
JR puts over, sorry, Paul E puts over his weak heart as we hear from the Black Scorpion. He says that there is only one.
Yo! To each one of them.
He says there's only one true Black Scorpion, and that is I. The spaceship flies off, and on the aisleway, in a big silver robe, is the Black Scorpion. Paul E shits himself at the fire promo. Pyro. Stats recap who the Scorpion supposedly is, and the crowd.
I think they figure out.
Yeah, the crowd might have worked it out. They kind of mentioned there might be a bit of wooing
a
going
smattering
on.
Smattering
of flit. Yes. Green Ranger Sting heads out and gets a mighty pop. Scorpion jumps and jogs. He does. He tries his fucking best.
Yeah, though. He's trying to change his style.
He's trying his best.
He's the only
way. And then he hooks up, and it all goes wrong. He hooks up exactly like him. So Popeye calls for the bell, lets him loose. JR goes through St. Louis' NWA title history. Scorpion pushes Sting off as Paulie really puts this over as the end. Keeps going on. Don't worry. It's all over after tonight.
Thank God.
Yes. There's a few members of the crowd who might have an idea who it is. Sting blocks a head charge. Paulie tells us that this could have been a lie all along. It could be a lie. All his clues could be a lie.
Forget everything.
Yeah. Yeah, they were, pretty much.
It wasn't bad.
Dust is here now. Sting.
You can't blame someone who's not there, are we?
Sting clotheslines down the Scorpion. The crowd is so flat. The Scorpion now clotheslines and gut wrenches Sting. Not a style this guy uses usually. It's a warrior, isn't he? He's never done a snapmare in his life.
Definitely are you.
Snapmare and a head leg scissors again. But he smiles and we see his teeth. And I'm sorry, well, that's it. There's
only one man with a tough one.
Keep that mouth closed. We get a second or two to play with. Sorry, we get a. Oh, sorry, we get a second head scissors or two. Paulie suggests this kind of move is Mutter-esque. It's not Mutter.
He was on the show earlier.
Yeah. Back elbow and Scorpion uses the lopes for leverage. Popeye just doesn't give a fuck. He's so fucking slow. Inverted atomic drop. This has been terrible as Dick has to drop. Dick the Bruiser has to drop the Black Scorpion's legs off the ropes. Big clubs and an eye rake. Big jabs as Sting is staggered. Finally, the champ gets offense with a press slam and clotheslines. He misses a dive and goes headfirst into the steel cage. Scorpion chokes and Dick the Bruiser warns him. Yeah, I put it in. Scorpion chokes and Dick.
Scorpion chokes Dick.
Then he gets warned.
Dick Val.
Hello, Sting.
Somebody say Scorpion.
It's me.
Scorpion chokes and Dick the Bruiser warns him. They get face to face as Paulie reminds us there's no rules in the cage. So he's absolutely right. Why yeah. Dick the Bruiser's fucking having a go at it?
Stop it.
Big boot by Sting and the slowest two count you have ever seen in your life. Vertical suplex for another slow fucking count. Fuck this Bruiser, that's what I'm putting. He's so fucking slow. Paulie asks what they will do if he unmasks and he doesn't recognise him. Like, I don't know, Al Perez, maybe.
Who the hell are you?
Thumb to the eye.
You got the best.
Thumb to the eye, and the crowd are starting to smarten up to this now. We get a shot of the Black Scorpions fan club. Fucking hell. Sting is caught between the ropes and the cage and sent face first into them. Sting rallies, and there's good work. Sting again is sent into the cage. There's some shots of little Stingers, and faceplant wakes up the crowd. Big Stinger splash, and the Scorpion deathlock is called for. He's locked in. Surprisingly, the Scorpion breaks out. Sting takes one of the masks off, and there's another one. You do see a tiny bit of silvery blonde hair, though. They brawl on the top turnbuckle. Scorpion, though, crotches. Fuck hiding it at this point. We get head flops and cells. He might as well do his fucking face plant at this point. And he fucking blades. I mean,
that's brilliant.
He's got a mask.
I just think he can't blade in this. And then he blades. I thought that's amazing.
Sting
in a mask, he's brilliant. Blading.
Just a big red patch of blood.
For a blob of ketchup. Oh.
Sting press slams the Scorpion into the cage. Big clothesline and Sting goes up high. Crossbody. And that is enough to beat the Scorpion. It's not the first one, though, anyway. As Bruiser and Sting, they fight off the other Scorpions. They all get unmasked. And at this point, obviously, none of these mooks matter. Yeah, they all get unmasked.
Hell are these people?
Nobody cares.
It's Mr. Hughes, you horseman.
Wyndham and Arn are in. I mean, at that point, I might have been thinking... Hang on.
Where's the other one? Yeah.
Scorpion, it's been Josh.
Scorpion hangs on. JR calls 2 minutes before the end of the show.
Get it done.
The mask of the Scorpion is crimson. As the horsemen attack, JR seems to work out who it is. Yeah. Z-Man and Ricky Morton jump up. The Steiners head out with bolt cutters. They open the cage. As they burst in, Sting gets the mask off the Black Scorpion. It's Ric Flair. JR goes, it's Ric Flair, it's irrestable. And that's basically it.
Ric Flair, forget everything. Doesn't matter. It should have ended with Will Smith with the thing in Men in Black.
Sorry.
Forget the last 3 months. It meant nothing.
That was what we blessed.
Yeah. And
here comes the Men in Black.
And a main event that had Sting and Flair seemed to go on way too long because of this.
Because of the ref.
Jack, thoughts on the Starcade main event?
Well, it's difficult because it's it. You've got
it's difficult because it.
Well, you've got Flair versus Sting, which should be good, but everyone knows it's Flair. So you're just waiting for him to be on mass. Yeah. So you got a 20-minute match that really means nothing.
And he kills the crowd again. The crowd, anytime.
All the crowd, I'm thinking, is can you unmask?
Damn you, match.
We know it's you. It's just. So it ruins the match. Then you've randomly picked the Bruiser, and for some reason you put him in this match, which he takes away even more. I mean, the match itself, in terms of moves and everything, is okay, as you would expect. But it is handicapped by the whole story and gimmick around it, which is terrible.
And the shame of it is, that, you know, the mystery man from someone's past, because there's a sort of Undertaker-esque kind of mythology with Sting.
Yeah,
you can sort of play into that. But they killed it the moment he cut that very first promo. Yeah.
How's your week, Sting?
That's it, you're done.
It doesn't matter if you beat
him. And he didn't.
Well, that was shitty, obviously.
Sam?
What the fuck was this? It was pointless. But Flair might as well have just took everything off, took the mask off and went, fuck it, I'll hit the match now. What are you going to do?
I'm fighting him nude.
They had to ask him for this, but they had to promise him the belt. So that's why he beat.
Did he get injured?
Nah.
Sting. He looked like his knee was hurt. I know he gets injured in another match.
Yeah.
But he looked like his knee was hurt in this match.
Nah, I think because that was all right.
He's up the top of the cage trying to escape for about a minute, Flair. Sting never bothers.
That's it. He said, I'll do it if you give me the belt again. And that's when he's the first recognised WCW champion.
And then they kept him with the belt before he
pretty
left,
much.
Didn't they?
Yeah.
So this caused all...
And they fired him with the belt, Sting. Forgot to take the belt off him.
Look at all the shit Sting had to put up with.
And Dick the Bruiser. Why is he involved in this?
He should be in the tag final with a mutter and thingy versus the
It just doesn't help this match.
The World Cup thingy with Norman Smiley in it.
The random teams.
Yeah. Ric Flair does cut one more promo where the Black Scorpion is referenced, basically saying, he says, how's the Black Scorpion? And he just instantly moves on.
Forget it. Where's my present?
It's fucking bizarre. But yeah, it's...
How bizarre?
Yeah.
How bizarre?
Thoughts on the Black Scorpion as a whole? We've done it to death. What's anything to add?
The premise of a masked man from somebody's past is fine, but this is how to completely do it 100% wrong. because it was... From the very start, it was dead.
Did it live up to how bad you thought it was going to be?
Yeah, and more.
I thought it was actually worse than what I thought.
Oh, this got worse. I mean, once people were zombies in the crowd fighting Sting, he's going to get you! And then he's disappearing with magic. I mean, it just becomes so awful. It was UWF level bad.
Yeah. I agree with that.
The fact that he was fighting, feuding with Sid in the middle...
Sid was involved for most of this and never, ever got involved with the Black Scorpion.
If you were Sid, you'd be pissed off that Sting is focused on somebody you don't know.
It's really hard to actually do it good as well.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's very hard. I mean, obviously...
With the people that are available.
Yeah, either way, you're going to struggle because you've got to create a mythology around someone, and in WCW there's just no one, and if you call Pinch in the WWE you're really struggling on who you can
I have use. Managed to get one.
Well, we'll see.
How bizarre.
Match of the run.
Yeah. I'll go Sting Sid.
I'm gonna go Sting Sid.
It's gonna be
Sting Alperez. I'll put Sting Black Scorpion because it was the Starcade main event.
That is Sting Alperez.
Yeah. The Starcade main event because it's the main event.
Yeah, it's just, what's the point?
Yeah. MVP?
MVP?
Yeah.
He's the one.
Go on, Sally. Paulie Dangerously.
Bless him.
I would just go Sting because, I mean, at least Paul Lee was only there for a couple of things. Sting had to pull up.
Sting was still getting cheered at the end, so he did something right.
Yeah, he didn't lose his muster. LVP?
Well, it could have been Flair because he has to be saddled with this shit. I'm going to go Flair.
Well, Ollie Anderson's the whole reason this exists. It's got to be Ollie Anderson.
Jim and Ollie, both of them together. One being fed up.
How's your week?
So, we now take the difficult, and I mean really difficult task.
Dead by notes.
I'll pass to you then first, I think so. To take the Black Scorpion and rebook it to be something better. As Sam has wrote four notes, I'm going to pass to Sam for his rebooking of the Black Scorpion.
Right. It's the same timeline.
Yep.
Because I couldn't be bothered to look at dates and events.
Yes.
And it's not that long anyway.
It happened between August and December.
Yeah. There we go. No magic tricks.
Yep.
Fuck that. Have him help Sting from time to time because he's still feuding with the Horsemen.
Yeah.
So you can have him come out to like distract him, but have him attack the Horsemen as well.
Yeah,
as Sting.
Yeah. So
throw him off.
Complete.
Basically
tween
saying, out. I want you. 100%. You are my. Or in the day. It's not Dick the Bruiser.
I got you as the new.
Yeah.
Bruiser.
So, obviously, the promos have him like stalking Sting just there and again coming out helping. You can do the lights out, lights back on, because I don't know if they've done that much. And yeah. It's probably worth just keeping the lights off with some of the crews.
Wrestling in the dark.
Yeah, so that's basically it. I wouldn't have him actually have any matches.
Yeah.
And there's just one scorpion. Because okay. When you get too many scorpions, it's too much.
Showing too many scorpions. Tell you, I'm a celebrity. Go there.
The hints.
Get me ahead of you.
The hints, I wouldn't have him drop them, but yeah. Having, like, the commentators say, oh, we've heard who it could be. We think it could be somebody from his past. Or have Sting, like, get notes from the scorpion to say,
love
remember
notes.
This. Not saying it. You know what I mean? Like the Booker T, remember stuff, that kind of thing. So then it would be the Mass V belt at Starrcade, and it would turn out to be Eddie Gilbert, who was with Sting in UWF and Steiner. So, it's somewhere.
Look at his face, look at Ben's face.
Who are you going to get those available? And I thought we'd have it. He was too busy waiting to be sheet tugboat, but at least he's somebody who can work and would help him, but at the same time, you can still do a bit of a feud after with it, like, made you, I helped you, you left me, look at what you've become, I've been left, and still do it as any helpers.
Yep, he had a past with him, he would have been...
Yeah.
No.
He managed the Blade Runner, so at least, if you don't hint his warrior, because even WCW fans know that the WWF champion is not coming to
that's it, yeah, exactly.
So, there you go.
Okay.
Mad shit.
Well, I'll save you then for a bit of shit to end it then, especially because my Black Scorpion, spoiler alert, is Eddie Gilbert. So,
I actually initially wrote Bob Orton, so I thought he was still wrestling, but then I thought, well, hang on, Eddie Gilbert's still around. So.
Well, I did put a bit more effort in. So after the American, the Great American Bash win, Sting would be celebrating Black backstage and would be given a present containing.
His own head?
A Black Scorpion. A bit like Jake, you know, the snake.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's Jake. Is
it's Jake,
Is he Black?
He's giving a bottle of whiskey. Yeah, that's Jake.
It's been the wheel. Oh, wait, that's 2 years.
So Flair would be told he can't get a title match until after Starrcade earliest. So that's
way of getting Flair out the way.
Because really, everyone will be thinking, why isn't Flair the number one contender? Is Flair?
He's the heel.
Yeah. Wyndham would be named number one contender, but in the build, we'd see segments from the mysterious Black Scorpion. I would build it around the Scorpion being proud of Sting, but knowing that he can't stay champion by being this baby-kissing babyface. He's got to get... he's got to embrace the darkness inside. He'd say he'd remember the killer that Sting was in California. That's the tease, rather than... Remember California on the beach?
Yeah.
We went swimming?
What about Tulsa?
Remember those trunks?
That's the first tease. Sting should suggest that he wants to meet the Black Scorpion at the Clash, and Sting versus Barry would end when the Black Scorpion would hit Barry and cheat. Sting wouldn't realise he's initially covered, and then he'd realise and be angry and he'll get involved. Sting, Flair, because he's the Horseman leader, is pissed off, demand a title shot against Sting because he's cheating now. But the committee would name Sid the next opponent.
Away against Sid, away from him, I suppose. Well, considering he's a face anyway.
Again in the build, we'd get further tease, this time about the killer Sting was in Tulsa. So again,
he killed a man in Tulsa. Yeah.
It's like CJ.
Remember KDV?
You killed the red one.
Telling Sting to embrace the black scorpion inside him. Ooh. So the black scorpion is a metaphor for the
darkness
as well. Halloween Abbott, once again, Sting would win when a man dressed as Sting takes Sting's place midway through, but uses a steel chair to DQ himself. Mm-hmm. So
this Eddie Gilbert.
Yeah, it's Eddie Gilbert, but dressed as Sting, quick in whack. No, that didn't
even. Excuse me, what's he do?
Whacked him.
He whacked him. That's a weird way.
Oh, God. Sting's DQ'd himself and he's lost about 3 inches apart.
You'd have to do it quick and get him out. And then the fans wouldn't have seen him, would not realise they've seen him. Sting would come back.
Did he come out of the crowd, though?
Sting would return, chase off the fake Sting. Flair would again be like, this is fucking ridiculous here. He should be stripped to only one, or at the very least, he wants his rematch.
Well,
the committee,
I think Flair would probably say that anyway. What ridiculous.
The committee would announce that Sting would have to team with the Black Scorpion at the Clash to go against Sid and Flair. And if Sid or Flair get the win, then they would get the title match at Starrcade. But if Black Scorpion and Sting win it,
Black Scorpion.
Yes, Black Scorpion. Black Scorpion would start to get angry at Sting's rebellion of his dark Black Scorpion inside, telling that when they were partners, tease, mm-hmm. He was never like this, because he was a partner, because he was managing them.
Yes.
Sting would tease that can't be Jim. That's what I would have him say. I'd have him say, can't be Jim. I've seen him.
Jim Duggan. He ain't gonna be the boat wood. Excuse me.
Here's the snuff.
It's Jimmy Powers.
At the clash, Ric Flair would be missing, and Arn Anderson would replace him. So they would say they've not seen Flair, and this again, Scorpion would initially no show. Midway through, in a mask would come out, and he'd start strutting. And he'd do
the Flair Eddie Gilbert. Yeah, oh, the Flair thing. Yeah, I thought you meant Eddie Gilbert.
No, he'd probably do the Flair stuff.
Flair.
Roll up Arn for the win. Sting would be angry because now he's like, this is fucking Flair. So he unmasks him, second mask. Arn Anderson and Sid in the build would get mad at Sting, keep telling him, it ain't Flair, and where the fuck is Flair? Because we ain't Sid Flair, so what's going on?
He's still with his trousers off in the highest.
And in the promos now, I would have him woo and everything. I'd have him proper, like,
his flat playing.
Yeah, it's Flair, yeah. At Starrcade, one-on-one, the Scorpion would demolish Sting using weapons early on. Arn and Sid would rush out, and at this point, they'd start to believe this is Flair, and they'd start to get angry. But the Scorpion would deck them as well with a weapon, and Flair would rush out. He'd unmask the Scorpion to be Eddie Gilbert, who again teamed with Sting in UWF and CWA. He'd lose. Eddie would explain that 2 years ago, the horseman spot, which was true, this was promised to him by Flair, but then they decided he didn't want it, that he didn't want him in the group anymore because of his personal problems.
Okay.
And so you've got the spin-off of Flair being a tweener and the horseman being a tweener, Sting being your ready babyface, and Gilbert as being your.
You got a few views.
There you go. Top that. Rommel.
Rommel.
That's what. What's the name said in bottom there?
Yeah, get out of that pun, Rommel.
Jack.
Anyway.
Don't strap yourself in for anything good. Black Scorpion promo was basically wanting the demise of Stang.
Does he ask him if he had a nice day?
No. Did he say it wouldn't matter any day? Does any of this matter?
Voiceovers in the arena can happen, but there's a bit more bite to him. It ain't just like as we.
You're
all right. Do you have a coffee? All right. And he's going to start to cost Sting a match here and there, maybe DQ or something like that.
Yeah.
So Sting's going to want to. I'm singing it, bollocks. I want to fight you. Clash. 12. Right?
Clash 12.
Ball brawl at the Mountain of Madness.
Clash 12.
War games.
Versus you. One on one.
Yep.
And Sting's going to win. Uh-huh. But it's revealed that there's another one. Oh my God.
There's Sting here.
Two. No, not two Stings.
That's Scorpions.
Two Black Scorpions. Yeah. Stan, there's another one. two of us. It's not just one person. You silly bastard. So, you know, Sting's all.
fucking hell, I'm fed up with this bollocks. Clash 13, because he'll do his match with the thingy at Halloween Havoc.
Still keeping the Sid match, yeah.
Keep the Sid match, because, you know, that's great. Match schedule for Clash 13 for the belt against one of the Black Scorpions.
Okay. They're a team now.
Well, there's two of them, yeah. Mm. There has to be two. Mm.
For it to work. Oh, my God, it's demolition.
It's doomed! And I'll tell you what's going to happen.
Yeah.
I've changed this on the fly.
Yeah.
I am going to have him win, right?
The Black Scorpion.
The Black Scorpion is going to win the belt from Sting. It's not... But it's going to be revealed, not that the Black Scorpion... Who the Black Scorpion is there? It's revealed that Paulie Dangerously.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
He's going to cost Sting. He is the one who masterminded the Black Scorpion.
Ah, okay.
So I want to get him off commentary and back as manager.
Yeah, because he's amazing. Doing
that. He hadn't done the Dangerous voice.
Paulie Dangerously, see, still sort of starting that. Is the mastermind behind the
Black Scorpion? I thought you were going to say, "Is the Black Scorpion
the mastermind behind the demise of Sting?"
Yes.
He now has the world champion. Who is one of the Black Scorpions. The other one is there as well. We're going to unmask him because we've achieved our goal, and they are... Who do you think they are? Fair them.
That was quick.
It's a tag team, so...
Yeah, well, one of them... They ain't got the same shape, so one of them is Cactus Jack. It's a bit podgy.
Oh, it's Abdullah,
is it? And the other one is Terry Funk.
Terry
Funk.
He's 94. That's
Terry Funk is the one who won the world championship from Sting.
Yeah.
It's Terry Funk.
He had last
seen with, when he did the I Quit
match. With Flair, that's with Flair.
So Funk's now the world champion. He got Funk and Cactus back in WCW because Cactus was in there when he fought Mil Máscaras for a little
while. Yeah, and then
he hadn't come back yet and done his thing. So this is Paulie's new dangerous alliance, shall we say. And it's Starcade. They want Starcade to be littered with Black Scorpion.
Yeah.
So it's Funk versus Sting in a cage for the belt.
Are you having Terry Funk come down in a spaceship?
Oh, that's Terry Funk.
Come back down on a horse.
And all of it will be forgotten and moved on. But at least you'll have Funk and Jack on the roster, which desperately needed some talent.
Exactly.
So I'm all for that. Well, there you have it, folks. It wasn't an easy task, but if you can find who may have been under the mask of the Black Scorpion and could rebook it better, let us know at our website, which is bettercallcreative.com, our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/BCCpod, or our Twitter, which is @BCCpod. We round out the episode, as we always do, with a fantasy card. And as the Black Scorpion is a masked antithesis of Sting, big superstar at the time, we took the challenge to look at big name superstars going against a masked animal equivalent,
which
turns out to be not who you would have hoped. Yes, I've got six. Did you get six?
Yes. That's the rule. You say this every time.
Yeah, but you don't always get six. Jack, I'll throw to you.
Sting versus the Black Scorpion, and the Black Scorpion is Honky Tonk Man.
Watch my eye.
You can't see through the back.
Sting. I'm going to have all the main people win, so Sting wins.
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Well, mine is the Shockmaster versus a masked Stormtrooper. I know it was supposed to be an animal, but I've decided it's got to be a masked Stormtrooper.
You so said I could get six. You haven't got
All right, then. A masked panda. And
they were Wookiee.
A Wookiee, yeah.
There you go.
And it turned out to be the wall. And
that's the wall. The wall.
I'm putting it over Shockmaster.
Right, my first one is Undertaker versus the Vulture.
Yes.
Which turns out to be Tatanka.
Who's going
over? I'm like Jack, don't bother asking. He's going to be the main one going over, considering who the rest of
them. Tonka must have fought Taker in the...
When he was a druid.
Tonka Taker.
He was a druid. But I thought, I can't have a druid, so let's make him a vulture. Because Taker, scary vulture.
Druids are animals. The human.
Well, that would have got a
second. Okay, the human.
The masked human.
Animal. And in fairness, I've got the Undertaker versus the Masked Vulture at some point as well.
Ah, well, my match two is Ric Flair versus Red Bear.
What? Is he a Red Bear?
There's a Red Bear, Iron Mike Sharp.
Does he shout a lot? No, that's my
That's why he's a bear.
Has he still got his big long thing on top?
Yeah, it's red now. Red Flair wins.
My next match, Tito Santana versus the Masked Burro, or Masked Bull. And it turns out to be the Executioner. So when he
he's got another mask.
He's the Executioner in a mask. I got a minute. It's you. Tito goes out.
I can tell now.
My next match, it's Shawn Michaels versus the Brawling Bear.
Yeah, yeah.
It's Colin Delaney.
Oh.
the one who doesn't look like a bear.
Yeah.
And imagine doing that to a bear. It's Shawn who wins, obviously.
Match three. It is John Cena versus the Platinum Tiger, Bob Holly. Cena wins.
Yep. Well, I've just obviously changed the rules because for whatever reason I must have forgot it, but I'm still going with it because it's all masked thing alike to me. It's Sandman versus a masked box of cigarettes, and the masked box of cigarettes turned out to be Chilli Willy.
So. What?
Who's there behind the mask? I've done the opening song here.
Yeah, you'll have to be honest.
Thank God, or somebody else.
I did think about a giant cock. Giant donkey dick.
Well, it wouldn't be giant because it's cold, so it'd be small.
That's true.
It'd have to be odd.
Cockerel.
Cockerel. Bastard. Sandman. I'm editing this out. Sandman versus the mask cockerel, and it turns out to be Chilli Willy.
Red Rooster.
Oh, don't know where you come up with that on this spot. Right, so my next match is Bret Hart versus the Flamingo. And the reason for this, I was watching NWA and there was a wrestler on it with the Flamingo. And it turns out to be Keith Hart. Not Bruce. Keith. Very
Bruce
disappointing.
Is he still in the crowd in his spurs? And
no, he comes out and thinking he's going to be dressed like him, but he's not.
Can Bruce ruin it and say he knows who it is?
Yeah. Cut a promo, but I can't believe Keith's doing it. Fuck off, Bruce.
Bring everything.
Match four. Hulk Hogan versus the Golden Lion, which is going to be QT Marshall.
Yes.
Hulk Hogan wins.
QT Marshall versus Hogan. What a match.
Jesus Christ.
Don't tell Tony. He can still make it happen, brother.
No, he's bad now, isn't he?
Stone Cold versus the Masked Rattlesnake, and it turns out to be Sabu. I don't know what. That's, no, sorry. I've got that completely wrong. It's Samu.
Samu.
You read your own right.
Samu.
Babu, the one who was with Tiger.
He's Ecuadorian. Right.
You did it for Fatu, by the way.
See that versus the White Rabbit.
No.
Madcap Moss. Can you imagine all them promos?
Madcap. Oh, the last one should have just been a laughing Vince face. I was controlling creative all along.
It was me. That's Cena, obviously winning.
Cool.
Stone Cold versus Dr. Snake.
Dr. Snake. I called him. Trust me, you would have had these back to the territories.
Pete Doherty.
Not the singer.
Not the singer.
Not the singer, the mad wrestler with four teeth. Austin wins.
Harking back to Sam's opener, Undertaker versus the Masked Vulture, and it turned out to be Damien Demento. Who would have that as the main event?
I nearly put the Vulture as IRS, but I thought he's too sweaty. You can't have a sweaty Vulture.
Right. He'd be a sloth how much he moves.
Exactly. Jesus. My next match, Hulk Hogan versus the Russian Bear. And it turned out to be Boris Zukov. Not quite Ivan or Nikolai.
I was hoping for Nikolai.
No, because that would have been all right. Boris Zukov.
Main event, Ultimate Warrior versus the Dark Dingo.
Dark Dingo.
What are they calling the Dingo Warrior?
Brackets versus Warrior. Fucking hell, make that work.
Warrior. That's meaty, that is it.
Vader versus the Masked Mastodon. Which I don't quite know what a mastodon is.
It's the prehistoric elephant thing, yeah. Watch Power Rangers.
Yeah, yeah. Turns out to be Zach from... No, it
is. He was in a wrestling film.
Was he?
Yeah. With Hayabusa.
Why have we not watched that?
Backyard Dogs.
Turns out to be Yoshi Kwon. Obviously.
The non-Japanese band.
Yes.
And my main event, it's Sting versus the Black Scorpion, Terry Taylor.
And the world... size. But
if I'd have called him the red cock, that would have worked.
If you believe that we missed out on any master animals and matches that you could come up with, let us know at our Twitter page, which is at BCCpod, on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/BCCpod, or at Twitter. Or our website, which is metacorecreative.com. There you go. That is a month of Starcade started.
Merry Christmas!
But we will be back in 2023 to open it up with a Royal Rumble like none other. It's Royal Rumble from last year, which was disappointing and sad. Are you looking forward to going back only 1 year and realising that wrestling will always keep us in work? Because you might think that they've ruined it before, but they'll ruin it again.
First one back with fans for over a year.
Are you looking forward to seeing how Shane McMahon came back and got fired in the same night?
I remember watching you at the time and just getting so annoyed. So.
Yeah. And we will also be doing a recap of the first and the last WCW Thunder. Are you looking forward to checking out some B-show joy from WCW?
Yeah, especially 2001. I think I better saw that. I saw the first one, but not the last one.
And it will definitely include some Thunder rants, I'm sure of that.
Yeah.
Mainly from Sam.
Hey, man.
So join us back in 2023. We hope that you enjoy the festive period. Have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from all at Better Call Creative. And it leads me to say, from the Little Stingers, Sam Jens.
Goodbye.
And from the other Little
Stingers. It doesn't matter.
Check, Jens.
Bye.
Bye, folks. Who is that?